Welcome to American Indian and Alaskan Native Living, a program designed to educate and inspire listeners throughout Indian country. American Indian and Alaskan Native Living is hosted by Dr. David DeRose, a board-certified specialist in both internal medicine and preventive medicine. Dr. DeRose has a wide range of experience with Native health issues, and he is here today to help you learn more about your health. Here is Dr. DeRose.
Welcome to American Indian and Alaska Native Living. I'm Dr. David DeRose. With me, my guest, Stuart Tomp. We're talking about something that's near and dear to First Nation peoples throughout North America and beyond. We're talking about healthy nutrition and about natural ways to get it. Stuart, it's great to have you with us on today's edition of the show.
Thank you, Dr. DeRose. It's great to be with you.
Stuart, you and I were talking before we got behind the mic, and you've been doing some exciting stuff for many years. You've been behind some of the guests that we've had on the broadcast in the past. We were comparing notes and saying, have we actually had you on the show? You've been such a notable spokesperson for so many great nutrition experts. Tell us as a team, as a listener family, just what your background is and why people may know the name of Stuart Tomk.
Well, thank you. And it's my pleasure to be here. I've spent my whole life in the dietary supplement industry. I started in a health food store in Chicago in 1988. And after that, I helped to build North American Herb and Spice with Dr. Cass Ingram, who wrote the book, The Cure is in the Cupboard. He created the Oreganol P73. So I worked with him for 10 years as the vice president and the co-spokesperson of the company. After that, I became the global educator for Nordic Naturals, which is considered the top omega-3 dietary supplement in the marketplace. And I worked with our medical and scientific advisory team, helping to launch the product in every English-speaking country and being the interface between the ivory tower and the marketing department. After that, I helped to build Plus CBD, one of the first publicly traded CBD companies. I was employee number two, and I was the vice president of human nutrition for them. And I'm currently working with a science-based Scandinavian company whose mission is to become the leader in evidence-based, test-based nutrition. And finally, I've been the guest on over 6,000 podcasts and radio shows, television shows, and I've helped sell over $1 billion worth of dietary supplements. So that might be the reason why, if you Google me, you might have seen some of my interviews in the past.
Stuart, we're really glad that you're on the show. And many of my listeners, viewers of podcasts and lectures and things that I've done over the years, they've known that I've historically shied away from product endorsements. And you're really in a different niche right now. You're not so much looking at a single line of supplements. You're looking at least from my vantage point, you can correct me if I'm totally mistaken where you're at these days, but you're really looking at evidence-based ways to assess how people are doing when it comes to certain nutrition parameters. And that's true whether they're taking a supplement, whether they're eating wild salmon, whether they're eating plant foods, if they're a total vegetarian or vegan. Am I on the right page as far as your current career trajectory?
You are absolutely correct. We believe, and I believe, that it'll be unthinkable in 10 years to start taking any dietary supplement without a baseline test first. I mean, it's sort of nutrition 3.0. We like to say start testing and stop guessing. The organization I work with has at-home blood spot tests that you can do in the privacy of your own home. We love doctors and scientists, but you don't need to make an appointment to get a vein puncture. It's a very simple fingertip blood spot test. Doctor, it's the same technology that was designed for NASA, because they weren't able to do blood draws in space. So they did a little fingertip test. And we have a test to help you measure your vitamin D, like David, vitamin D levels. We have an A1C blood sugar test. And the most important number that you don't know, in our opinion, is the ratio between omega-6 and omega-3. And finally, we have other tests coming that can measure metabolites of leaky gut, so that you can better identify if you're dealing with leaky gut. And then in the future, a test on leaky brain. So yes, it's all evidence-based, test-based nutrition. And we believe that that is the future of this conversation.
No, I mean, this is really exciting stuff. I've been interested in blood spot testing for years. Some years ago, we actually published a study looking at homocysteine levels in connection with diet, and blood spot testing is what we use for that. So it's been a technology that's been out there for a long time. But like you've mentioned, other than tests that we're doing currently, we do finger stick, at least, whether it's technically blood spot or not, it's this point of service or point of care testing in our clinic for hemoglobin A1C, like you mentioned. But whether we're looking at diabetes markers, vitamin D status, or this area of looking at essential fats, this is exciting stuff. You guys, at least the information I'm getting is you guys are kind of on the front lines there, and I know that my listeners would be excited to hear from someone who's really in this field, because I think it's exciting for people to be able to access these services. Stuart, let's talk about that test that people are not typically aware of. We're talking about these omega-3 and omega-6 fats. Let's first of all talk to my listeners who know nothing about fats. They've heard about these omega-6s, omega-3s. They don't have a clue what they are. Can you give us the quick 101, quick lecture on these essential fats?
Yes. Well, they are both essential, meaning our bodies do not make them, and we have to get them from our diet. So simply put, omega-6s produce the largely pro-inflammatory signals, and omega-3s produce the largely anti-inflammatory signals. Now, they're both important. If we don't have omega-6, for example, and we cut ourselves, we don't clot our blood, and you might bleed to death. So you have to have omega-6. It's critical for life. It's essential. And the universe, nature, God, put the omega-6s primarily in seeds and nuts, and now seed oils, where the omega-3s that produce the largely anti-inflammatory signals come from algae, which is where the fish get them from, green leafy vegetables. So when you think about it, just for a moment, I remember one of my professors, when he said, just think for a moment in antiquity, when people ate a lot of green leafy vegetables, but you had to get a nut and you had to crack it open before you could get, you didn't have a big bag of nuts. Where today, people eat a lot of seeds and nuts and seed oils, but they don't eat a lot of algae, green leafy vegetables, or the fish then that eat those greens. So what I like to say to people is, if you were going to make it as simple as possible, omega-6 is essential and it's pro-inflammatory. Omega-3 is essential and it's anti-inflammatory. However, it's the balance between the two that counts.
I love your description, and I love the emphasis that a lot of people seem to miss. I mean, getting back to, you know, the plant foods being the pillars, whether it's the algae, whether it's the green leafy vegetables, a lot of folks that I run into, omega-3 automatically, oh, well, that's the fish fat. But I think you've made it very clear that in nature, fish are not making omega-3 fats, are they?
They have nothing to do with them. In fact, if you eat a farm-raised fish like tilapia or a farm-raised catfish, they eat pellets that are equivalent to hamster food. And if you test the omega-3 levels, there's no omega-3 in them. Cod, for example, the oil is in the liver. And so when you look at the flesh of a codfish, there's almost no omega-3 in there. So what we discuss at the science-based Scandinavian company I work with, Zenzino, is it all starts with the algae. And the omega-3s are bonded to polyphenols in algae called fluorotannins. And these fluorotannins are amphiphilic, and they create a beautiful little liposome that protects the omega-3 from exploding.
Now, you're doing a great job of speaking to all my highly trained health professionals. But now, interestingly, we actually recently had a show where we talked about polyphenols, but let's break this down. I mean, a lot of complicated stuff, but really exciting stuff. So tannins, some Native Americans, they're thinking of tannins. Aren't those the things that our ancestors leached out of the acorns and things when they were making flour? Isn't that something that's bad? Walk us through what these terms are and why they're important for us to understand.
Thank you. Yes. Yes, they just happen to be called fluorotannins, but they are powerful antioxidants that are connected to the omega-3s in the algae. And what these antioxidants do is they behave like chaperones. So the reason I call them chaperones, I think of sending my kid to the dance in junior high school, and we had some adults make sure that the kids got to the dance and got home and safe. These antioxidants in the algae protect the omega-3s and bring them appropriately into the cell membrane, which is the tissue is the issue, is what my professor used to always say. The tissue is the issue. So when you are eating, for example, purified fish oils, for example, they don't have the proper antioxidants, because when you remove mercury, PCBs and dioxins and heavy metals, you strip out these antioxidants. So it's very important, in our opinion, that you have the right antioxidants with the omega-3s. Now, here's the best part, my area that I'm the most interested in. You don't need to take fish oil. You don't need to eat fish. You can now get algae derived. This is where the fish get it from. And think of the sequence of events. The plankton eat the algae, which have the antioxidants and the omega-3s. And then the small fish eat the plankton. The whales eat the small fish. And the Inuit in Greenland ate the whale blubber. Well, why not just eat the algae? That's where it all comes from. And so that's why I was so excited to come on your show and do a little bit of a deep dive here. It's very exciting to me because I believe the future of supplying the world enough omega-3 is going to come from algae, because we will not have enough fish in the sea. So this is where all the plant-based people, all of the vegans and the vegetarians were 100% right, in my opinion, in our opinion, that the future supply is just go get it where the fish get it from algae.
I think so many people resonate with your message. I mean, for years, we've talked about omega-3 benefits. We have a section in our book, 30 Days to Natural Blood Pressure Control, where we tackle the omega-3 issue. And for years, people have been just doing the math saying, hey, there aren't enough fish to sustainably get our omega-3 from fish sources. Of course, First Nation peoples did it historically because of their sustainable practices. But hey, that's not the world in which we live in today. So your message, I think, is connecting with a lot of folks, whether they're concerned about the environment, whether they're concerned about health, whether they're concerned about, you know, as you mentioned, the biomagnification of toxins in fish as you move up that food chain in fish, you know, increasing mercury and PCBs, dioxins, things that you mentioned, Stuart. So you've definitely got us on the edge of our seat. We're resonating with you. We're in with you. But I think one of the questions a lot of folks are having is, okay, we get this picture, omega-6s, omega-3s, they're both building blocks, and folks have heard of some of the technical terms. In medical circles, we talk about these prostaglandins and leukotrienes. And for those of you tuning in, if you've heard of those things, great. If not, you've probably taken something like Aleve or Advil or one of these non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. They're working on these prostaglandin pathways. And Stuart, if I'm understanding the biochemistry right, it's the fats that we eat that end up, well, the body uses those to construct compounds that then are involved in these inflammatory pathways. Is that the best way of conceptualizing it?
Yes. In fact, to even pull back a little bit further, if we can just visualize a cell membrane, we're just in basic biology class, and you see this lipid bilayer, these little circles that look like jellyfish with their little tentacles coming down. Those are where these fatty acids, the fats that we eat and the fats that we make, that's where they live. And there are these enzymes that will just cut out those fats, and the cell doesn't care what you're eating. It'll just self-assemble of any fat that you're eating. And so to your point, these fatty acids are converted into either pro-inflammatory or anti-inflammatory signals.
This is exciting stuff. If you're just tuning in and it sounds like a lot of science, we want you to hang in there because a lot of practical applications coming up and some exciting testing, home testing that you can do to really find out where you stand. I'm Dr. David DeRose, my guest Stuart Tomp. We'll be back with more right after these important announcements. Stay by.
Today's broadcast has been pre-recorded. However, if you have questions about today's show or would like further information, please reach out to us on the web at AIANL.org. That stands for American Indian Alaska Native Living. Again, AIANL.org. Or you can call us at 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. We'll be right back after this.
We are strong, we are resilient, and we will get through this together. But these are stressful times, and it's important to also practice good self-care. It's normal to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or afraid, but there is hope. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, stay in touch with your community, and know that you are not alone. Learn more at wearebroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
When Jim died, I wondered if I would be able to keep the farm. Then I heard about the USDA's loan program for socially disadvantaged farmers and ranchers. It's for women and minorities who may be having trouble getting credit. Once I was approved, the USDA's Farm Service Agency helped me get the credit I needed. Now I don't have to sell, and I can pass the farm down to my kids the way Jim's dad passed it down to him. I know he'd like that.
Contact your local USDA service center or visit www.fsa.usda.gov.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
You're listening to Dr. David DeRose on American Indian and Alaska Native Living. Your comments and questions are welcome. Call now at 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. Here again is Dr. DeRose.
Welcome back to American Indian and Alaska Native Living. I'm Dr. David DeRose. Stuart Tomp, my guest, he's an internationally known educator. He's been teaching people for years about the power of simple natural agents, especially today, helping us to focus on essential fatty acids, omega-6s and omega-3s, why that ratio is important. Before we probe that question fully, Stuart, we're recording this show in the winter, or at least the winter is approaching. It's upon us in 2024. We're talking to people, a lot of whom are starting to notice that the days are getting shorter and shorter. And I've dealt with a lot of people over the years as an internal medicine specialist who come into my office and say, hey, I'm not feeling good. I get down this time of year. I got to get someplace more sunny. I think most of our folks have heard of seasonal affective disorder. Is this all just an issue of sunshine, or are there some nutritional considerations that also need to be on the radar screen?
Well, sunshine certainly has a lot to do with it. Our circadian rhythm, I need not tell you, is so critical. We're getting blasted in the face with too much blue light because we're on our screens all day long. We don't get enough red light. So I always encourage people to go outside and watch the sunrise. I get up early to watch the sunrise, stay up to watch the sunset. That's all far infrared light in our eyes. But I also wanted to probe the idea that the standard American diet, SAD, also has a role in seasonal affective disorder, SAD. So the seasonal affective disorder may be exacerbated by the standard American diet. And research suggests that these omega-3 fatty acids play a very profound role in our mood, in mood disorders, including seasonal affective disorders. And some studies have even linked higher levels of omega-3 to better emotional balance, to a better stress response, postpartum depression, as we know, because mom has to give all of her omega-3 away to build this new brain, central nervous, and eyes, and even scary things like suicide mortality rates. Two of the doctors that I work with, Dr. David, published a paper in 2011 on military suicide. It was a case-controlled study. They had blood samples of 800 people that had committed suicide and found that their omega-6-3 ratio was 25 to 1. What does this mean to the average person? If omega-6 is pro-inflammatory and omega-3s are anti-inflammatory, if you test your blood and you're 25 to 1, like we like to say, holding our fists like this, 25 to 1, your brain is on fire. It's a supercomputer made out of fat. So there's a lot of evidence that suggests if you want to increase your stress response, have a better mood, and have less of the effects of depression, you want to really get your omega-3 and 6s into balance.
So let's talk numbers. I know we'll talk more about this, but and then I've got another question for you. So 25 to 1, we're all hearing is bad. Well, what would you consider good?
Well, the science is suggesting 3 to 1 or less. So that would be 3 parts omega-6 to 1 part omega-3. And so people that were eating a diet like you've discussed, where people were monitoring the land and preserving the supplies of the food, back then everyone would have tested 3 to 1 or less. Because they weren't eating Pam and Spam and Ding Dongs and chicken nuggets and Ho's and Krispy Kremes, and we didn't have seed oils. So if you look at evolution, if you look at creation, if you look at how our DNA was made, we pretty much had a balance between the pro and anti-inflammatory omega-6 and omega-3. And it only got skewed starting in 1909, where we began to have this increase in seed oils. And between 1909 to 1999, we've had a 1,000-fold increase in soybean oil. Most people in this country get the majority of their energy from soybean oil because it's cheap. And so that's why it's about the ratio. The tissue is the issue. That's what's important.
So we've got two streams in the biochemistry, just to step back. You know, one, we're talking about molecules that are involved in inflammation, these leukotrienes, these prostaglandins. And you mentioned that we've got to think beyond those compounds. We also have to think about the cell membranes. And over the years, I've talked a lot about both. Tell me if your understanding is the same as mine, Stuart. So when I speak about the cell membrane, sometimes I'll illustrate the saturated fats for people, you know, more solid at room temperature. They tend to stack, if you look at the chemistry, make a more rigid membrane. And I tell folks, when you have those rigid membranes, the messengers that need to communicate with those membranes don't work as well. The neurotransmitters, those brain chemicals, the insulin. And so if we look at insulin resistance, if we look at brain transmission, the stiffer those membranes, the worse. Is that a good way of conceptualizing that? Or do you think that's overly simplistic? What is your take on that?
I think it's so beautiful because we need both saturated and unsaturated fats to have the fluidity and the structure of the cell membrane. And the latest science is saying that if you are deficient in omega-3, by default, not only do you have more omega-6s, but you have more saturated fats. And in that environment, the red blood cell is thick and sticky and rigid. And as you pointed out, cell-to-cell communication is a fraction of what it could be. Nutrients do not get in as easily. Waste products do not get out as efficiently. And the latest science, you may have already heard this, but the latest science says if you're really deficient in these critical essential fatty acids, especially omega-3, that the red blood cell doesn't have the flexibility, the shear strength to become half of its size to get into the microcapillary. And as a result, we're not bringing oxygen and nitric oxide as effectively through our whole body. So above and beyond the compounds that you've named, the prostaglandins, the leukotrienes, and the thromboxanes, above and beyond what we call the SPMs or the specialized pro-resolution lipid mediators. Don't worry, you don't need to know these terms. What you need to know is if you're deficient in omega-3 and you have too many saturated fats, you're not getting the cell-to-cell communication, nutrients don't get in as effectively, waste products don't get out, and you can't carry oxygen as efficiently through your whole body. So that's why I believe this is the most modifiable risk factor.
Stuart, if people didn't know that we hadn't communicated a lot in advance. They would say, here's DeRose with another guest promoting his book, The Methuselah Factor. I don't think you're even aware that I have a book titled The Methuselah Factor, but it's The Science of Blood Fluidity, Hemorheology. And I was just giving a lecture out of town about a week ago, and we were talking about this very thing. The red blood cell, its diameter is over twice as wide as those smallest capillaries, and it's got to squeeze through those capillaries in order for you to have efficient circulation. And we're talking to folks about how they can improve the flexibility of their red blood cells. So yes, you're speaking to the choir, at least as far as the host. And I really appreciate you underscoring these messages because they're so critical and a lot of people don't even have them on their radar screen. But I'm going to be honest and just confess to my listenership here, even though I'm a clinician, even though I see patients, I have not been doing blood spot testing or any kind of testing looking at omega-6 and omega-3 ratios. I'm generally educating people to try to make choices that move them in that direction, but I don't have objective data for people. So I was very interested to have you on the show to tell us, you know, what the latest on this is and whether my patients, whether my listeners can actually access these services themselves. So if we're ready to go to that point, let's jump in. If you feel like, hey, wait a minute, we got to just lay a few more things in the foundation before we get to those critical questions. I want to defer to your judgment, Stuart.
Well, I just wanted to congratulate you on what a great title, The Methuselah Factor. Yes, we were not colluding ahead of time. This is the bleeding edge. Doc, obviously, you are on the bleeding edge. If you're deficient in omega-3, there's a direct connection between that, not only in this red blood cell fluidity, but also VO2 max, which might be the master biomarker of all and longevity. So what was critical for me, and now we can transition into the testing, is to work with an independent laboratory. I said that we're a Scandinavian-based company, and the laboratory that we get all of our blood tested at is called VITAS Analytics in Oslo, Norway. It's one of the top ranked laboratories in the world. And they work with Royal King College, Bristol-Myers Squibb, the Max Planck Institute. I've been there. I just have recently been there. And anyone that's in Norway, you can go check them out. They're over in the Science Center. And what I love about this place is it's a third-party independent laboratory, and they've tested 1.5 million blood spot tests. Wow. They have the largest database in the world on the subject. And so that's also something that was critical. I work with a lot of providers like yourself and a lot of experts, and they don't want to send a sample into a commercial company that's sort of selling their own solution. There's a conflict of interest there. But the testing is very easy. You just prick your finger, you put two drops of blood onto the blotter, and it's a blinded test. So they give you a number, and then you go to their website and you type in the number. If you lose the number, you're not going to be able to get your results back. Mm-hmm. And what I found that's so exciting is that 99% of the people, this is a big number, get a score higher than 3-1. They fail the test.
Wow. We've got to get more information about the testing, and we've got to come up with some practical strategies that we could do to address this challenge that seems to be a global challenge. But we do have to step away briefly. My guest, Stuart Tomk, he's talking about vital things that can make a difference as far as your whole person health. We'll talk about more practical applications as well as things that can make a difference for you in our second half of the show. I'm Dr. DeRose. Stuart and I will be standing by. Do the same. We'll be right back.
American Indian and Alaskan Native Living will continue in a moment. If you have questions or comments about today's pre-recorded broadcast, please contact us on the web at aianl.org or call 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673.
A message from the National Police Association. It used to be that any able-bodied person would offer to assist a police officer in danger. Now, passersby are more likely to take a video. There's a better use for your phone when an officer's in trouble. Call 911. Tell the operator where you are and what you see. Then, start your video to provide evidence later. To learn more about how you can assist law enforcement, visit nationalpolice.org. That's nationalpolice.org.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
You're listening to Dr. David DeRose on American Indian and Alaska Native Living. Your comments and questions are welcome. Call now at 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. Here again is
Dr. DeRose.
Welcome
back to the second half of today's edition of American Indian and Alaska Native Living. I'm Dr. David DeRose. Stuart Tomp, a world-renowned educator when it comes to nutrition. He's especially focused right now on helping people understand the importance of optimizing omega-3 fats in their diet, talking about cutting-edge strategies that can help you know exactly where you stand. Stuart, you've definitely got my attention, and I know my listeners, if they're at all like me, are tracking along. They're excited about what you're dealing with. I think one of the questions that everybody's got, if they've been listening, is how can we access this testing? And is it going to set us back? You know, we're going to have to take out a second, third mortgage in order to do this. Can you tell us a little bit more about the testing?
Yes. Well, it's a very simple, practical test, and it's under $200 for the vegan balance oil and the blood spot test. And here's the best part of the deal. When you take the test, if you're lucky enough to score a 3-to-1, a 2-to-1, or a 1-to-1, which does happen, then the company gives you back your money and they let you keep the vegan oil. We also do have a fish oil version, but the vegan oil is very special because it's made from algae that has all of the fatty acids. It's rare to find algae oil that has EPA and DHA. And then it's combined with a flower oil from a flower called ahi flower that has SDA, GLA, and ALA. So it's got all of them. And then we mix it with olive oil.
Now, you know, this sounds like alphabet soup to anyone who hasn't gone through biochemistry. But basically, the main omega-3 fats in fish are these long, difficult terms. We just abbreviated EPA and DHA. I'll give it a try. Eicosapentaenoic acid and docosahexaenoic acid. Am I doing okay?
That was great.
But for obvious reasons, EPA, DHA, longer chain. When we talk about longer chain, we're only really talking about a few carbons longer than what? ALA is 18 chains. Is that right? 18
Correct.
Carbons?
Correct.
And DHA, EPA, remind me, what, we're 24 range? Is it?
Well, 20 to 22 carbons long, five or more double bonds are the ones that make the hormone-like compounds, the eicosanoids.
And so basically, if we're eating the standard plant omega-3 fat, that's the alpha-linolenic acid, right? The ALA?
Correct. That's only 18 carbons long, and it doesn't have all those double bonds, and your body has to convert it into the stuff that makes up the human brain. And it's a very cumbersome, slow process. Now, there are genetic differences. We've recently found out that some people, you may have heard this, are fast converters and some are slow converters. Again, that's why the blood spot test is so important. Then you have what's called the de novo lipogenesis. We make saturated fats from carbohydrates and sugars. And so if you're not testing your omega-6-3 ratio, you're guessing. Our report gives you your saturated fats, the omega-9, the omega-6s, and the omega-3s. We test for 11 different fatty acids. Our goal is to empower people. This is the decentralization of medicine, empowering people, actionable information. When you get your scores, when I got my score, I'll speak for myself, and I'm an expert in the field, and I failed the test miserably.
Whoa.
It was like having a wake-up call. It was a nice reminder that whatever I thought I was doing, which is a diet rich in green leafy vegetables, I was on a hardcore vegan diet. I power lift. I'm in the sauna all the time. I meditate. I pray. I do all of these healthy things. I got my test results back and I was 13-1, omega 6 to omega 3. I sent it to my friends that are doctors and they laughed at me. They said, "What happened to Omega Man?" So it doesn't matter what my intentions are. My red blood cell told a different story.
So this is what I didn't fully appreciate till we're talking on air here. I thought that one of the services that you offered was simply allowing people to have their omega ratio tested with these blood spots. But really, it's a package where you're not only providing the testing, but you're actually providing an option of supplements. Someone can choose a fish-based supplement or a vegan supplement. Am I understanding how the program works?
Yes, and we have one that's water-soluble in case somebody wants to mix it in a smoothie.
Hmm.
We have one that has four times the polyphenols. I call that a Mediterranean diet in a bottle. Imagine a bottle that's equal to 1,200 olives and 30 piles of anchovies. And the vegan product, I think, is even better because it has even more of a robust panel. So yes, it's an entire system. They call it the balance concept. It was created by Ola Edi, a Norwegian scientist, who realized that you have to test, take, and then test in 120 days. And you also have to take the omega-3s based on body weight. If you're 300 pounds, you're going to need 600 milliliters. If you're 150 pounds, you're going to need 300 milliliters of the balanced oil. So this is a step up for people that are interested in data and they want to be very precise. This isn't about taking two pills and calling us in the morning.
Mm-hmm. So when you're talking about intake, 300 milliliters, 300 cc's, that is per day?
No, that would be a month's supply.
Oh, okay.
So if you weigh 150 pounds, for example, you would take 15 milliliters. It's the only omega-3 product I've seen in the world. I had a ringside seat as the spokesperson for the biggest fish oil company on earth. Every bottle says take two. And it used to upset doctors. This is a quick story. I'd be at the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. I'm sure you're very familiar with A4M. And I would have doctors come in and say to me, "Stuart, you're bald and you're short. And I'm 6'8" and I weigh 300 pounds. And the bottle says, take two. You're either overdosing or I'm underdosing. What's the deal?" So this Scandinavian outfit that I work with, they made an observation that if you're bigger, you have more cells, you probably need more omega-3.
Right.
So that's why the second test after 5 months, so you get the test, you get the oil. On the fifth month, we send you another test, complements of Zinzino. This is the numbers. 99% of people fail the first test. 99% of people that take the second test either improve dramatically or get into balance, which would be 3-1, 2-1, or 1-1.
Boy, interesting stuff. And now what's interesting to me and folks who don't think in terms of cc's, if we're talking 15 cc's for 15 milliliters a day, that is just one tablespoon, right?
Correct.
So we're not talking about a huge amount of stuff that you're getting sick drinking bottles of oil, right?
No, when you mix the olive oil, if you can indulge me just a little bit more on the science.
Okay, go for it.
With a particular polyphenol, a group of polyphenols from premature olives. Are you familiar with the compound hydroxytyrosol?
Tell me more about it.
I was not familiar with it. Socrates is one of my favorite teachers. What do I know? I love not knowing. So when I went to the science center in Oslo, Norway, and they explained to me that when you strip out the mercury, you remove the antioxidants.
Hmm.
There are antioxidants in premature olives that bind back to the fatty acids and protect them and bring them more effectively into your cell membrane, increasing the secondary bioavailability. And so you're getting a combination of these prebiotic polyphenols that cross the blood-brain barrier, increase bioavailability, but then go down into the gut and affect the gut microbiota and increase the bioavailability. So this is the most sophisticated, most effective system to prove whether or not your omega-3 is working. In an elevator, when someone says, "Stuart, what are you doing?" I said, "You know how eventually everybody dies? Well, for people that would like to put that off a little bit longer and live a little bit healthier, we help them achieve their goals with a simple at-home blood spot test that tells you how good your diet is and whether or not you're in balance. And if you're not, we can prove it with a test and get you back into balance in 120 days. You don't need to know the chemistry. You don't need to know the science. What you need to know is your number. That's what's important.
You know, what's so interesting about this, you know, we're talking about the fish oils, and it's true with the flaxseed oil, that a lot of my patients over the years who have been vegetarian or vegan, they've liked like that option. But one of the things folks have noticed is often these oils, if they're taking a liquid form, not in a capsule, they'll taste rancid. They'll have this fishy taste. And my understanding is that fishy taste is only from rancid omega-3 fats. Is that a true characterization? Do fish that have no rancid omega-3 fats not have that fishy taste?
You are 100% correct. In fact, there's a stability test that we perform where we take the balance oil, we compare it to cod liver oil, to fish body oil, and krill oil, whether it's the vegan version or the marine version. And we put a bubbler in there with oxygen, and then we crank up the heat, and we see how long the oil can survive until it breaks down. Well, the balance oil can survive 35 hours. Krill oil breaks down in 2 hours. Fish oil lasts for about 5 hours. Cod liver oil lasts for 7 hours. We've also learned that commercial fish oils, all the negative reports you're seeing in the news, they're probably depleting your body's glutathione, master antioxidant, where when you combine these olive polyphenols with the omega-3s, there's evidence that it increases the enzyme that makes the master antioxidant threefold. So it's more stable in the bottle and more stable in your body.
So if someone's just listening and say, "Hey, listen, I can't get a blood spot test. I'm not going to be buying these supplements, but I think I got this figured out. I've just got to eat some unripe olives and just got to figure out what this plant is that he keeps talking about, because I haven't heard of it that's got these more favorable omega-3 fats, and I'll just eat those sources of nutrition." But I guess the problem, as I'm listening to the whole story, is illustrated by your own example, Stuart, where you thought you were checking all the boxes. And I mean, I could give an analogy with vitamin D too, because that's one that I think a lot of my folks understand. And I mean, I've had guys that, you know, were tan, were outside all the time. We checked their vitamin D levels and they're like in the basement. And we're just scratching our heads. For those of my listeners who don't realize it, although we're just going out on audio, Stuart and I are on a video connection. I see him smiling, nodding his head. What's going through your mind right now?
Well, I meet a lot of people that say I'm doing great, and then I test them and they fail miserably. And when we ran thousands of tests in Japan, their ratios were 11 to 1.
Wow.
We've run hundreds of thousands of tests in Scandinavia, in Norway. The average is like 12 to 1. The average in America is 25 to 1. There was a paper that was just published a couple of days ago in the biggest journal of fatty acids ever, called PLEFA, prostaglandins, leukotrienes, and thromboxanes. If you know PLEFA, anyway, it's the biggest journal. It's like Nature for fatty acids. The average in America, people fail. So kudos to you if you think you can pass. If you do, the company lets you keep your money and lets you keep the oil. And I love your vitamin D analogy. Remember when vitamin D was not on the standard blood panel? And then it was.
Still not for a lot of people, yeah.
Well, but I mean, you know, it's more readily available now.
Right, right, right.
And I hear stories all day long. I live in California, of surfers that are out in the sun all day long and fail the vitamin D test. Why? Because there are other rate limiting factors. And there are other things that are going on in the body that the body uses vitamin D for. So I beseech you, if you don't test, you're guessing.
We have got to keep you on for this last segment, Stuart. You don't have to run, do you?
Oh, not at all. This is so much fun.
Okay, Stuart Tomp, my guest. I'm Dr. David DeRose. We've got a final segment, information about how you can tap into some of the things Stuart's been talking about. Make it work for you. Don't go away. Final segment right after this.
Today's broadcast has been pre-recorded. However, if you have questions about today's show or would like further information, please call 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. We'll be right back after this.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
What is a number story?
My number story started with fear and a lack of support, and it has led me to be there for others.
A number story begins in our childhood with ACEs, adverse childhood experiences.
My number story begins with the separation from my father and the emotional abandonment from my mother, and leads to me being a role model to not only myself, but those around me by becoming the person that wasn't there for me.
ACEs are so common, 2/3 of us have one.
My number story begins with drug abuse and homelessness, and leads to realizing that I can live life by my own standards.
A study found the more ACEs, the more likely we may experience a host of serious health effects, physical and mental, but that doesn't need to be the case. Your ACE number is simply an entry point to your own story. Where it leads is up to you.
My number story begins with years of emotional abuse, and leads to peace, clarity, and security in my self-worth.
Take control of where your number story leads at numberstory.org.
You're listening to Dr. David DeRose on American Indian and Alaskan Native Living. Your comments and questions are welcome. Call now at 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. Here again is Dr.
Welcome
DeRose.
Welcome back to our final segment of today's edition of American Indian and Alaska Native Living. Dr. David DeRose with Stuart Tomk. We are talking about how you can change your life trajectory by influencing the balance of essential fats in your body. Many people are shortchanging themselves on those all-important omega-3 fats. Indigenous perspective, talking about a people. If you haven't been listening from the beginning of the hour, Stuart talking about how First Nation peoples historically were eating lots of those plant-based foods and wild game, wild fish, things like that, that were presumably rich in omega-3 fats, having a favorable balance. We have gotten away from that with all of the processed foods. Stuart, you and the folks at Zenzino have been trying to change this narrative. You guys just came across my radar screen. I was really glad to hear about you and so glad that you could pull away. And just full disclosure, we had some technical challenges on my end today, and Stuart just hung in there, and you've been very gracious today. I appreciate that, and sharing your wisdom with us as well as your flexibility. So Stuart, folks have been tracking, if they've been with us from the beginning of the hour, and they're saying, hey, I'm in. I want to try this out. I want to get my blood fat analysis. How do we do it?
Well, I just want to say one thing first. If you look at the First Nation people that started the whole omega-3 conversation in Greenland, They had the lowest rates of coronary vascular disease on earth, and they were eating whale blubber. They had more omega-3 than omega-6 in their tissues. So this is a serious public health initiative. And if you want to start testing and stop guessing, we've made it easy. You go to test omega-3, and that's the number 3, testomega3.com, and you can get the test there with the oil. And you can also see all of the scientists and doctors that I'm working with, Dr. David.
Wow.
And you see some of the most prestigious people in the omega-3 landscape. We're all joining forces together because this is the most important number for health and longevity that you don't know. It's a public health initiative. It's a modifiable risk factor for many diseases, which means getting in balance is equal to quitting smoking, quitting drinking, exercising, cleaning up your water and your air.
Stuart, I don't have that many guests that are careful with their glowing endorsements, but I love this line. It's the most important test that you don't know. So no one can say, no, this is more important, because they know those tests, right?
Well, if you think of where LDL is, let's just focus on LDL cholesterol. If saturated fat raises your LDL, this is thanks to Ansel Keys, and lowering your cholesterol with statins has been accomplished by it being the number one drug prescribed in the history of the world. Most people's cholesterol is below 100. If they had their way, they drive it down to 50. Why is coronary vascular disease still the number one killer? A giant paper was just released at the American Heart Association in the biggest trial ever done called Reduce It, 8,000 participants, multi-centered. They found out that the mechanism of action of lowering major coronary adverse events, 25%, called MACE, was lowering omega-6 arachidonic acid, increasing omega-3 EPA, and it was not just from lowering your cholesterol. This is the most important number that you don't know that you will know. The scientists I work with say that this omega-6-3 balance score will be right there next to LDL, HDL, triglycerides, LP little a, any subfraction marker, and is more predictive of your current and future health outcome than any number we've ever had.
So I love what you're talking about. It's been on some of our radar screens, at least from a research standpoint, for many years. You're bringing it to the masses. I personally am excited about getting my level checked. I know we're going to collaborate on making that a reality. I don't know if I'm going to disclose my results or not, but you've already got me going into this with a bit of fear and trembling, but this is really good, right? I mean, it doesn't help not to know if there's something that's going on that's actually increasing our risk of trouble down the road, right?
I couldn't agree more. When you think of all the genetic information, I was scared to take 23andMe. I didn't want to know if I had the genes for losing my mind. And then I realized once I did take the test, if I did have those genes, what could I do about it?
Mm-hmm.
So the idea that this is the most modifiable risk factor, correcting the omega-3 deficiency, getting in balance is equal to quitting smoking, quitting drinking, exercising, getting clean air and clean water. The most modifiable with a 1 second solution. You take the test, you take the oil, you test in 120 days. And that's why some of the top omega-3 researchers have joined forces. So if you go to testomega3.com, you can see photographs and bios. I'm working with the chief former science officer from Nordic Naturals, where I used to work, Colonel Dr. Michael Lewis, who is a West Point grad, Army Ranger, MD, MBA, MPH, infectious disease hunter, who wrote the book When Brains Collide, who runs the Brain Health Education Research Institute. Why is he working with a Scandinavian science-backed company? He's the one that published the military suicide paper and found out the ratio was 25 to 1, because we're bringing practical information to people's homes where they can effect massive change. That's why we're working on this project.
So it's possible, I could envision, maybe even some tribes. I've worked with tribes, very focused, very preventive-minded, wanting to do things for tribal members. They may have resources where they say, hey, we want to do a pilot study with folks. They could theoretically reach out to you or go right through that website to say, hey, is there something we could do as a tribal health consortium or a tribal health organization? Is that possible?
I would love that so much, because based on some preliminary studies we've done, we can reduce healthcare costs dramatically. And how can we prove that? By looking at insurance claims. This is as objective science as you can possibly get. You test people, you make the balance oil available, you test them again, and then you look at the drop in insurance claims. So saving lives, saving money, making us healthier at the same time, it would be an honor to collaborate.
So is the best way to get a hold of you and your team just to go to testomega3.com, or is there a better way to connect with some of you folks?
Well, something like this, please just reach out to me directly. I would be thrilled to do that. It's just my name, Stuart, S-T-U-A-R-T, Tomc, T-O-M-C, T like Thomas, StuartTomk@ymail, just the letter Y, StuartTomk@ymail.com. And we could set up a call with some of our top scientists and doctors to discuss this, to collaborate on this project together, because we are on a mission to ease the suffering of others. We are on a mission to become the biggest personalized nutrition company in the world and measurably move the dial on public health. This is mission driven. It's from our hearts. And this is what we're going to spend the rest of our life doing.
Stuart, I know a lot of people, like I said, they're tracking with you, they're resonating with you. And I can see some folks saying, well, hey, we love what you're doing, but we have some indigenous practices, some indigenous foods, some things that we think might be able to do the trick as well as the oil. I mean, we could question that, or we could say, hey, we don't know. I mean, there's a lot of native wisdom that sometimes is just simply not on the table of the, quote, cutting edge researchers. Might you be even interested in exploring some relationships like that where they're looking maybe at indigenous foods and saying, hey, where does that put us in this omega-3, omega-6 ratio?
Well, I would love that so much. My greatest mentor was William E. Lands, Dr. William E. Lands. And he wrote the book I showed you earlier, Fish, Omega-3, and Human Health. And he was given a Lifetime Achievement Award. And he took that $50,000 and he took every single food in the U.S. Department of Agriculture's database. And he listed them from top to bottom, the highest omega-6 foods, the highest omega-3 foods, all the way to the lowest. This is before we had the blood spot test.
Mm.
So when someone was saying to me, well, I eat grapeseed oil, it's organic, it's handpicked by nuns during a full moon, it's fair trade, it's got a beautiful recycled bottle, I'd pull up the list and say, it's still a negative 76.
Mm.
Because God, nature, the universe put those omega sixes in the seeds. And then they would say, well, how do I balance out a big negative number? I'd show them the omega-3 list. And at the top of the list was salmon.
Mm.
And First Nation people ate salmon.
Mm-hmm.
But now you can eat the algae, which is what the small fish eat that the salmon eat.
Exactly.
So you're not forced to eat the fish. What you need is a balance between omega-6 and omega-3. So it would be a very provocative thing. I would encourage, not challenge, people that are convinced that they're going to get a great score to take the test. And if you pass, you have nothing to lose because you'll get your money back. I'd love to start collaborating on this.
Okay. Stuart, I love your perspective, love your enthusiasm, and thank you for your focus on education, for bringing us up to speed on this really cutting edge topic. Again, one more time, if someone says, hey, I don't want to just say this was interesting and turn off the show and go on with my life. I want to do something, check out my fatty acid levels. How do they tap into this program?
Right. You just log on to Test Omega-3, and it's just the number 3, testomega3.com. And you can not only get access to the test, but you can get a report. And we'll also send you those lists of foods that will come up in one of the emails, the omega-6, omega-3 scores.
Great. And Stuart, one more time, if there's a tribe, an organization, someone who wants to look at some innovative ways to work with you, how do they get a hold of you directly?
Please, I'll give you two things. Stuart, S-T-U-A-R-T, Tomk, T-O-M-C. At ymail.com, or you can just text or call me, 773-914-9338, 773-914-9338. I do this from 5 in the morning until 10 at night. Call me anytime.
Stuart, thank you so much for pulling away from your busy schedule and for your flexibility with all the challenges we've had today.
Thank you, Doctor.
You've been listening to Stuart Tomk. I'm Dr. David DeRose. As always, we trust that today's show made a difference for you and it's going to continue to make a difference. As always, I am Dr. David DeRose wishing you the very best of health.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.